updating papers to check those out. I try to connect the use cases I expect the business really should have, and came up with mostly three. One is, I want to have a particular package installed, for example, so package ID. Second use case is, I want to update the installed packages. All of them, or perhaps one of them, but usually, give me the latest version. And the third is, I want no security problems on my system as far as packages are concerned. So update all packages which have security problems right now. If you have more use cases, please do.
I just upgraded stuff. Now my favorite software doesn't work. Can I downgrade it, please?
Roll back. Okay. Yeah.
Roll back.
Yeah.
Something else? I won't cover roll back right now because I haven't followed it. So, but perhaps in the next talk. This is what I try to describe what the use cases should do, what the user expectation is. So for package at GIMP, the user expectation is, I want the latest GIMP installed. And if that doesn't work for some reason, I want the latest GIMP version that works with my packaging system at the moment. For example, if there was a major upgrade of some dependency and I cannot install it, I don't want to install it, either of them. Give me the latest GIMP works with my system as it is now. But you should worry about it if that case happens so I can take a look at the problems. And one slight problem is how to find out what the proper package for a name is. What do I want if I say give me GIMP? Do I want GIMP 1, GIMP 2? For GIMP it's easy because I say okay I want the latest version, but for Apache or Python packages, which version will you need?
Well, either there is a package with that in its name a specific version you want, or just as a GIMP of packages.
Yes, for GIMP I think it's rather easy.
Yes.
For Apache do you want Apache 2.0.2.2? You should get the latest one.
I think you should get the default.
What does it for perhaps? But we need to specify a method to give so the user can say which version he wants. And if it's not unique, so we say, okay, we have GIMP 1 and GIMP 2, please be a bit more specific. So what should happen for package update? Yes, bring all installed packages to the latest version, of course. For automatically installed dependencies of packages, I don't care if you remove them or update them as well, whatever happens. And the expectation is that all stuff still works from the packaging point of view. From the application point of view, we cannot guarantee it anyway. But from the packaging point of view, I have the same packages installed as previously, except for automatic ones, and they have the newest version. Anything else that you would expect?
So for naming packages, so I'm not a package source developer.
Yep.
I'm talking here as a naming user. So I run dependencies. When there is a minor upgrade in Perl, and they fix a small bug, and it's not visible in ABI or in anything, insists on reinstalling all the E5 packages, etc. Well, okay, you probably can understand that, but it also tries to upgrade Team or Emacs because they have run dependency on Perl. Because some module in Emacs, I don't remember, somewhere uses Perl, so it's not as dependent. And this has been, you know, nagging me for a long time, package source.
But what is the point?
I want to upgrade a package, and there is a run, some other package with run dependency.
Yes, I see what you mean, but what is nagging you about it? I'm not talking about make update. I'm talking about you tell the package source system to update your packages. Now, update my packages.
Yeah, okay, so supposedly it's binary packages that you say make update.
No, I'm not talking about make update. Make update is broken.
No, I mean package update.
Okay.
The situation, the dependency is still there. The runtime dependency is still there. So if it's treated as a, okay, we will need to reinstall that package now, if there is a wish list for package update, it would be very nice if the trunk dependencies did not trigger, the reinstallation of unsuspecting victims.
Because you want to avoid package write for the dependencies.
Sorry?
But if you afterwards you have a newer Emacs or the same Emacs installed, what is the problem?
Yeah, but why waste time?
Okay.
I mean, it's runtime dependency.
Yeah. But we do not pull this through. We would have to pull this through all the package source. We don't have this annotation in the package source right now.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
I think we do.
No. Basically, the package can't distinguish between I depend on the Perl binary which exists and I depend on the Perl to exist at runtime, on runtime. So basically, you can't easily distinguish these two cases. This problem only might exist if you don't use make update because in almost all cases, for minor updates, just in case update and be done. That's what I mentioned earlier was under the API change, you can just do the in case update of Perl and be done. And you can already do that with package.
Yeah, but again, I don't want to, go and figure out if it's safe or not.
That's a different question.
In most cases, it's easy to figure out. So this binary, this package uses some script that is written in Perl. Yeah, no problem, writing Perl in place. But ideally, that should be, annotated, automated.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You can of course define the problem
which plugins do you use?
So for instance, this is some obscure plugin that just tracks in your specific setup. It is a problem for you, it's a real problem for you, and I granted that, but how should you know about it?
Then I can move on, maybe with luck. Then I have a place for everything, which there's stuff you can, there is stuff you can address them. But if you say, well, we don't care about them, then it's
I think
well,
you
mispress
it, then you're a tough slug.
Well, we don't care about them.
I think you misunderstand
them.
Thomas. We do care about if you send a PR out, but we don't think you do. But tech issues can't deal with that, they can't tell this, they can't.
What should the package system do anyways? If in 2 for us, 2 digits would scroll the machines over every day, what do you want the package to do?
Nothing.
Maybe I need to go back, or maybe I need to install the back as a this.
But you said you want to use the so there's no new version just the back this in package. So either you.
Well, I didn't say I want to use the version.
Yes, we're talking about package. If you
need
to
run that package,
you shouldn't be able to tell package what's used
there. Then maybe it makes sense to create a rollback package. Create a rollback package.
Yes, I think rollback is
because
a good idea.
You are removing old stuff, so you have all the P list, etc. So you can tar up whatever was there in the file system that belonged to the old packages. When you install new stuff, and you drop the rollback binary somewhere where it tells you, and if there is some bug that packaging system has no way of knowing about, and instead of tough luck, you have this rollback package, you can say, okay, rollback, removes the new stuff, puts the old stuff in place, and you are back to square one, but it works. It's not up to date, but it works.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I think Solaris has, what do they call it? When you install a package on Solaris, it creates a rollback directly.
Yeah, but
backup.
You don't want to do it that way. The system for packaging on Solaris is a whole different mess. It has a means to do this, but I think it's honestly complicated. But you know, yes, it has the possibility to do a rollback.
So what does it do? What's the problem?
It's, well, practically, the scripts themselves are very hairy. It's not very, very easy to write proper scripts to handle some of those. Probably you mostly have these volatile files in the packages or configuration and stuff like that, so you don't want to override back, but you have room to go back to the old configuration or not. And that. But yeah, it helps you much with the content of the package itself directly.
Maybe if you don't solve it in a per package basis, just like a so rollback is not like if you create a backup directory for each package. You just create one rollback bundle that reflects your existing situation.
Yeah, but the problem is that like when you change more things, you can't roll back because you would have to roll back everything you did afterwards.
We've been looking into this actually in the Marcuse project. Talking about this research on rollback and transactional upgrades, and including project we will be talking about later on. But it's a lot more hairy than it looks like, frankly, because you have stuff that doesn't depend on things, like you may have configuration files which can change between versions. But it's not as easy, you can't just make a copy of a package and be done. You really have to look at comments, make a backup of the entire file system. So there are post install scripts, pre install scripts, and it's more difficult than it looks.
I think the problem you mentioned about is
is that that can only work if package source has all the problems fixed, but I cannot talk about this yet. And the other expectation is that all this, the tools are previously installed are still there. I don't want to delete it. And it should be in at least the same version. Perhaps a newer version, but I don't expect downgrades, for example. Anything else you would expect?
This is actually true, because if you have a permanence that's called security,
just to address this, everyone's talking about source packages or binary packages. I'm talking about binary packages here. If a user prefers to have source packages, I assume he'll make a path build or something like that. Have binary packages and they will deal with that stuff. So what are the requirements for the system? So I have to request from the user that I want to update one or more packages. And first thing is, I have to find out if it's possible. Can I do this? Can a tool do this right now? So what is necessary for this? The first thing is that, okay, packages are available for the one, for the things I want. Packages are available for all the dependencies. There are no conflicts between the packages and the dependencies of all of the stuff I want, and I have installed. So this is quite a huge set of packages now. All requires are fulfilled, so HEPA requires annotations in packages which say that they are created automatically when a package is built, and it includes every library that is linked against any of the applications or libraries which is included in the package. So for GIMP, it will say all the GIMP GTK libraries and the versions it was built against, and all the GDIP libraries and stuff like that. And the libraries shouldn't conflict. When do libraries conflict? I can have only, in a dependency tree of one package, I should have only one version of the library, not two versions. Because if at some point they are linked in the same binary, it was cool. Perhaps not every time, but usually. So what are the two cases I found? Is if I have different major versions of the library, or if it's the same library, perhaps, but in different halves. I don't want these cases. This is what I call library.
introduce something like Packer summary files, so we can do it on remote repositories, and it's faster on local repositories. And actually, that's my talk. So. The idea is to note down what is required from the tools and what should be done when writing the Packer chart. And I think this if we think this is the complete set of requirements, then it's just a technical problem to fix it. But I wanted to find out if it's a complete set of requirements. And we already have two more ideas.
So I'm just a bit puzzled, sorry for asking that question. What is exactly the problem you want to solve?
The problem we want to solve is that currently updating packages is not easy.
That's true.
So I wanted to find out what are the user ideas about computing, what does the packaging packages need, what are the user ideas on how it should work, and what are the main things we should think about when doing the tools for updating packages. So should I start that talk again?
So about user ideas, how things should work, it reminds me of Windows CE versus PowerOS issue. So in Windows CE, they went for fully fledged handwriting recognition, saying that's what user will want. Mm. They want the computer to understand what they are writing. In PowerOS, they said, okay, we have this graphical thing. Yeah, it's not how some people write it, and it's artificial, but
we can teach it.
It's easier for us to do. And in the end, Windows CE handwriting recognition, it still sucks. Palm OS was a huge success even on those 16 megahertz Motorola CPUs that they used.
Yeah.
And I guess the lesson to be learned from that is that sometimes, you don't have to listen to what people thing they want. You just give them something like internally consistent. And okay, it has its limitation, but people will accept it happily if it works.
Okay.
So maybe we don't have like a rollback problem. We don't have to solve it in a general way. But if there is, a thing that allows you to roll back
at one package.
The complete set. You try an update, it doesn't work,
yeah.
You roll back, you are in exactly the same state, file system wise. Okay, so maybe it's not that useful, maybe you could have updated and rolled back just some packages, etc., but that's the complexity that probably no one really wants.
Yeah, I think that just requires having the ability to say I want GIMP 2.2 is probably it's probably enough for most, if not everyone.
Packages behave correctly. Package tar can create a binary package from what we have right now. You can basically do the rollback as delete some packages, you just install it and add some packages that that before.
I'm not talking about existing tools and or if we could do all this right now. I wanted to talk about there should be a package update command or something similar, which does all the stuff for you. And what it should do.
In this case, you still have a problem with the configuration files. Because maybe you upgrade it or change the configuration files to work with new versions, and you just kind of get right because they will be preserved. That's why the file system upgrade the configurations.
The
infrastructure
will
change configuration files that are not modified.
Yeah, that's good news. That's like, full handwriting. Gives us great.
No, the infrastructure is all configuration files modified yourself here. So,
but again, you're adding complexity with
99%
of nothing.
That is a 90% solution. We don't have configuration files. If you don't modify them, they are changed right? And the world bank will change them back. But if you did modify them and you want to roll back and you modify them in between, you should know what you modify.
That is the basic requirement that you want to roll back. Give me exactly what I had before. I don't want to debug it myself. That's what I have a package system for. I want to roll back config files and everything. If it worked before, at the end of the day, it has to work again. That is
just saying that an update of the package just doesn't change your config files. If you modify,
yes.
And if you didn't, the package delete the package of the old version will still
yes,
be the
same. I am installing a new version of the server. The new version of the server requires modifying the config file to run at all. Even with the modifications, it doesn't work as I expected. I want to roll back config file at all. I don't want to have to bookkeep which files I change. I don't want to have any manual intervention here because that means I can make mistakes. I don't want to have mistakes.
Yeah,
at
right.
The end of the day, I just want to have a working system again.
Yes.
So, Jörg suggests it's not a solution with that requirement. That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm not sure if
we
will meet that requirement.
So, you ask for package.
I don't think it can be done.
I'm not sure if packages should do it in this detail.
Actually, I will say that I will call that a bug. I want packages to handle packages files, and I handle my files.
Well, the config files are somewhere between. They belong to both.
Yeah, but it's not a package. A package source can roll back all files that package source change.
They belong to package source. And the config files you edit do not belong to package source.
What's the basic problem is, consider, for example, attached. Typical program might want to change something in the configuration after an update. A typical feature used in the patch are include files. Now we have two different kinds of configuration files. We have those listed in the original package, and we have those included.
So maybe the best solution is to make a complete backup of package sysconf here, and on the rollback have an option to restore the original version.
Well, basically, I would argue get file system with snapshot capabilities,
right.
Make a snapshot before the update, test the update, and be done. It boils down somewhat to that.
Yeah, this is the problem.
And we probably can't rely on that being an option on all of our supported systems as well. Especially now that somebody's working on AUX support. Probably not going to have that there.
I think one of the problems would be much easier to solve if we just didn't support other projects. It's getting more and more difficult when you add support for you. It's also the amount of packages. We really need so many packages.
I mean, it's also easier.
I agree that we should, but and I do it all the time, but how to find a model.
Yeah, and the package gems is a good new solution. Because currently when you present some package wide change, you have to change like thousands of make files or something. There is mostly just one update.
Local configuration changes is
not done by any existing system.
Well, it is done in Solaris for really picking up patches.
That does it work in general?
Yeah.
Or well, to which degree does it work? So if you think it does work, try to figure out what is exactly done by the system. Write a nice document about it and can think about implementing. Until that point, I would basically say that for items, I know for sure that it doesn't handle.
Let me explain what it handles, right?
It's actually it's trying to be smart in the same way like you said. If there are changes in the configuration file or the use of the file, it tries to remove it. I think at some point, if the view applies correctly, you can just do it. If not, you just say, okay, you have to go with it. If it doesn't change, you just replace it.
And of course, the other question is this really a problem we should worry about at the moment? I don't think it is, because it is this 1% that might be best to have, but.
Well, we have an easy solution to do this if you want to. So let's not worry about it now. Just back up systems here and optionally restore it on the roadmap. It's as easy as that. Document what is done. Everything we place outside of package systems is your own responsibility.
Yes.
If you want it, we can implement it. No.
I think we have bigger problems to solve before.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I think it is basically true. So let's move on to the next one.
Is the tool works for the 80% of all updates? Does a reasonable job for the rest of the 20%? Documents what's not working for those 20%. We are already a great deal ahead of what we are now. So
if it works for 10% for the base tools, we are ahead of what we have now. Just this particular package and not a bug build for all you're interested in.
It's actually important to run some systems on Solaris World and run the build and update the binary packages. And on my laptop, I did exactly what I was doing on another server on the other side. And just when I'm switching from one state branch to another, I set up a package called change and just build everything I need there and just do the play.
So, how many
use
package call? And what do the others do? Is there one anyone else?
Or do we have anyone trying to set it up? I haven't had time yet. I haven't had time yet.
Okay.
Of course, it says documentation doesn't describe how to do what it is that we must do it.
It's not a problem.
And the documentation is not really good.
Yeah, it's good. Well, yeah.
But if I want to do what it is, how do I set it up?
It's like two different things. You don't want to run two different
things. Why not?
Because you're replicating all those things. You still need to use some sandbox for your development. Like, the page form is just one way around to do it.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty much complicated.
Actually, I think you can just use the package comp and then the bug doesn't necessarily
present
it.
about Linux and binary package stuff, so a bit of a different
environment. But it's, you know, there's a good for all of us in this area because we then use the stuff, so we only see how far we
do. Okay, so I think this tells us the first thing.
Thank you. Was that everything? Was that everything? For me? Should do where
helps me think about the problem, what tools should be or what they should.